A week after I blocked the number, I received a letter in the mail. It was postmarked from my old hometown. My heart raced as I opened it, half expecting another shock. Inside was a handwritten note from my oldest daughter, Sarah. She wrote about how they had recently found out the truth about the divorce from an old family friend. They were devastated by the lies and wanted to apologize. Sarah mentioned that my ex-wife, who they had idolized, confessed everything on her deathbed. Reading those words, I felt a mix of anger and sadness. Why did it take so long for them to learn the truth? I had suffered in silence for years while they believed the worst about me. Now, they wanted to make amends? I wasn't sure if I could just let them back into my life after everything that had happened. I showed the letter to my current wife, Emily, who has always been my rock. She suggested I give them a chance, but I was torn. My new life was peaceful, and I didn't want to risk opening old wounds. Emily understood my hesitation but reminded me that people change and maybe the kids deserve to know the real me. Later that evening, I sat alone in my study, contemplating my next move. The pain from the past still felt fresh, but there was also a tiny spark of hope. Maybe reconnecting with my children could bring some closure. Or maybe it would just reopen old scars. I wasn't sure what to do. The next day, I wrote a letter back to Sarah. I told her how much their rejection had hurt me and how I had to rebuild my life from scratch. I mentioned Emily and our two kids, who were my reason for moving forward. I told her that while I wasn't ready for a face-to-face meeting, I was willing to start with letters. It felt like a safe way to see if we could rebuild some kind of relationship without risking too much. I dropped the letter in the mailbox, feeling a strange sense of relief. I didn't know what the future held, but at least I was taking a step towards healing, however small it might be. Only time would tell if it was the right decision. For now, I was content with my new family and the life we had built together.